Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are still trying to find a bipartisan solution to the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, or DACA. That's the Obama-era program that protects young undocumented immigrants from deportation. But there's considerable disagreement over whether Congress should take up a so-called clean DACA bill, as Democrats want, or include funding for a border wall, as President Trump insisted yesterday. On CNN this morning, House Minority Whip Steny Hoyer was asked if Democrats could compromise over a border wall.
What I understand is the president is concerned about security at the border. We're concerned about the security of the border. I think there's an overwhelming opinion that we need to maintain security at the border. How you get there will have to be discussed. The president talks about a wall. We talk about other items that we think will be much more effective.
Well, there's only one bipartisan proposal in the works right now. It's sponsored by California Democrat Pete Aguilar and Texas Republican Will Hurd. Congressman Hurd joins us now. Welcome.
Thanks for having me on.
So first of all, can you describe your proposal here a little bit? Because I've seen it described as being as narrow as possible. What does that mean?
This plan is a permanent legislative solution for children who came here of no fault of their own. And it also focuses on achieving operational control of the border using technology, physical barriers as deemed necessary. And we also address the issue of immigration system backlog that, you know, has been, you know, driving some of the root causes of unlawful immigration. So ultimately, it's a DACA fix plus smart border security.
Okay. Now, your DACA fix provides recipients a pathway to a green card, qualified recipients, I should say, a pathway to a green card and perhaps even eventual citizenship, not to their parents or families. I'm just curious, though, it seems to me that while there's this consensus in Congress right now and even with the president that something needs to be done to fix this, it's also a very fragile moment. I mean, are you concerned that offering the green card and pathway to citizenship might drive away some Republicans from wanting to sign on to the bill?
No, I don't think it is. But I think the word fragile is probably accurate to describe where these negotiations are. The first thing is this is not a special pathway into citizenship. And these actually have some very strict requirements in order to transition from conditional status to lawful permanent resident status. So 2 years of school beyond secondary school, or completed a full term of enlistment in the U.S. military, or have been gainfully employed for 80% of your time that you're here to potentially apply for citizenship.
Mm-hmm. You know, I had asked you about whether or not you're concerned about losing Republicans. Are you and Representative Aguilar also potentially concerned about losing some Democrats? Because your bill would allow for the creation of a smart wall, for example, along the U.S. border. And there are some Democrats who don't want any funding for any kind of wall on the border.
Sure. We've accepted the fact that we're not going to get 435 yes votes on this piece of legislation. All we need is 218. Here in Washington, D.C., the way folks negotiate, it's through subtraction, not addition. You know, we put all of these, everything in the kitchen sink out there, and then try to, you know, take things away. Let's start with the basics and add things so that we can get everybody to a yes. You know, one of the things I learned during my time in the CIA as an undercover officer, it's always better to under-promise and over-deliver than over-promise and under-deliver.
We talked with Congressman Goodlatte, who, as you know, has another proposal. He's co-sponsoring another proposal, hiring 10,000 new border and customs officers, $30 billion for a wall, the E-Verify program. Are those ideas, they're things that members of your party have wanted? Would you be willing to consider them in your bill?
So I'm willing to consider a lot of things, but here the reality is you have to have 9 Democrats. If you get all Republicans, you have to have 9 Democrats in the Senate in order to get anything done. So, you know, this is about the art of the possible. There's 2,000 positions within Border Patrol that are unfilled, and they're having a hard time to hit that goal. A lot of folks talk about the diversity visa lottery system as well. There's actually bipartisan support on how to change that. And so again, what are those areas? What are those issues that can get more yeses? And let's talk through them, and let's do that in a bipartisan way. And if it needs to be added, we can add it.
Well, Texas Republican Congressman Will Hurd, it's been a real pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me on.